Jay Williams. Jay is from the Hartford Foundation, the Foundation for Public Giving.
And has done a good job,
as we just mentioned, who committed $1 million to the presidential debate for next year. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good morning.
I am excellent. Thank you very much.
So we were talking, we've been talking for the last couple of mornings about the about bringing a presidential debate to the city of Hartford.
Yes.
When was, now, Hartford, we hosted one, right, back in the 90s. Was it not against, was it Dole and Clinton?
1996, Hartford did host a presidential debate. You're absolutely correct.
Okay, so let's do the math on this a little bit. So that was 1996 in Hartford. And we understand that Nashville, a beautiful city, it's actually probably one of my favorite, one of my top two favorite cities in the United States. When was the last time Nashville or any city in Tennessee hosted a debate?
Oh, I have no idea. Are you asking me?
Yeah, I was just, because I'm looking at all the cities that are in contention for this.
Right,
you know,
so Nashville, Ann Arbor. Omaha, Salt Lake City, Utah, you know, some of these, South Bend, Indiana.
Right.
So there are places like Washington University in St. Louis. There are places like Hofstra University that have hosted multiple presidential debates. What is different this time is that we are, of the six cities that are in the running, we are the only city that is not putting forth an application explicitly connected to a university. Now, that's not to say that our universities won't play an important role if Hartford should land the debate, but we are unique in that regard, and also unique in with respect to the fact that you've got a community foundation, you know, stepping up to help lead this endeavor. So we think that it's a pretty unique position, and we're excited and hopeful that Hartford ultimately is indeed successful.
This is Brad, and I just wanted to say something to you that I thought that this was a great shot that you took, and I'll tell you, it is something I believe. I believe that can make it.
Well, Brett, I appreciate that. And on behalf of the board of directors and the entire foundation, and I want to certainly thank and credit the board for their very rigorous and deliberative process. When we approached the board with this proposal, there were lots of questions and appropriate concerns, and the board exercised its fiduciary responsibility. And we don't take lightly the fact that this commitment has been made, but at the end of the day, the board felt very strongly that as a community foundation with the resources that we have and the obligation we have to serve, that we could both elevate the work of the foundation, and the work of the foundation is serving the 29 communities in a greater Hartford region, and we could, with a spotlight trained on Hartford and the surrounding region, a national spotlight and perhaps even international, to really focus on some of the things that we're doing and the opportunities that exist here with respect to economic opportunity, and we're working toward community safety and educational attainment, and also some of the very real challenges that aren't unique to Hartford that would be of interest to other communities across the country.
Yeah, let's talk about some of those economic advantages. What kind of boom can we see in the local economy should this occur next year?
Well, there have been, you know, documented reports of other communities that have hosted presidential debates, that, you know, you will see a multi-million dollar increase, in the local economy, from the lodging, from the transportation benefits, from all of the logistics and resources that are necessary to host a presidential debate in and of itself, in addition to, you know, all those that would convene, on the city of Hartford and the surrounding region. It will then be an opportunity for individuals who perhaps haven't come to this part of the country to be able to appreciate the beauty that the city of Hartford and the surrounding communities offer, to understand that you know, there are some unique and innovative approaches to some of the challenges that are underway here, but at the same time understand that there are still very significant challenges, and those challenges you know, will often be at the center of the presidential debate when you talk about economic policy, when you talk about educational policy, when you talk about things that are important to the environment. So we're excited as a foundation at the beginning of our new strategic plan to participate. And again, we are participating. This will be a partnership that will require many other partners stepping up to the table, but really to highlight some of the work that we're doing on behalf of the residents. And, you know, that economic benefit will be significant.
Sure. You had mentioned a moment ago that it wouldn't necessarily occur at a university. Do you have, or does anybody in the foundation have a short list of locations locally that this potential debate could take place in?
Well, when you think about it, the Commission on Presidential Debates, they have their process in which they come and evaluate. And each of the six cities was paid a visit by the commission to evaluate the facilities. So without getting into the specifics, because, again, I'm not privy to the inner workings of the Presidential Debate Commission, I can tell you, and I think it's already been publicly discussed, that the two venues that were under consideration were the Bushnell, which is mm-hmm. where the debate was held
yep.
in 1996,
yep.
and obviously the Civic Center downtown, because those are areas that have ample parking, that have ample space for not just the debate itself, but all of the media and all of the other events and activities that will be occurring on that night.
Well, you've gone from one end of the spectrum to the other end of the spectrum. I mean, as you mentioned, the location of the Bushnell, it would be absolutely breathtaking. And again, it would be just in the same location where the 1996 presidential debate
correct.
Was. The Civic Center, on the other hand, is...
And let me correct myself.
Needs some work.
I said Civic Center, but I meant the Convention Center. I'm actually looking at it out my window.
Oh, so okay.
I'm still 2 years into Hartford, so Civic Center, Convention Center. I really meant the Convention Center, which, again, is I'm looking at as we speak.
Woo! Boy, we just dodged a bullet there. and I mean that, boy, literally and figuratively, by the way.
My fault. Yeah. Now, I'm a big fan of the Civic Center, and hopefully we'll see some success there.
But it's seen a better day, and it needs some work, and that's I'm being kind here. I mean, but no, okay, so the Convention Center,
right.
that makes a lot better sense. In all honesty, what are the chances of this occurring?
I don't know. I would not begin to speculate on the inner workings of, the debate's consideration, but I will say this. There are three presidential debates and one vice presidential debate. So there are four events, and there are six communities in contention. So just mathematically, those are pretty good odds. Now, there will be two communities, likely, that are not selected, and Hartford could be one of those communities, but I would take those odds pretty much on any given day, four slots with six contestants. That being said, we're excited because the debate itself will be, a 90-minute or so event in October of 2020. But I think equally exciting, if not more so, is that once the locations are announced, which will be likely in October of this year, there will be a year's worth of preparation and activities and attention and discussion and dialogue focused on those communities that are selected. So there will be a lot of work and opportunity for us to highlight Hartford, to garner additional partnerships. When I say Hartford, I mean the city of Hartford mm-hmm. and the surrounding region. So the year leading up to the debate will also be an exciting and a very frenzied time to really put our best foot forward and leave a lasting impression on the nation and beyond of what is happening here in Hartford and the greater Hartford region.
So they've already been here.
They have been here, yes. So that was a quiet process where they have come, and each of the cities had a team on the ground that was evaluating the logistics and all the resources that would be necessary. So that was a quiet process.
Yeah, I'd say it was quiet.
that was the idea. So
when will this decision, this final decision, be made?
We believe, and again, I'm not privy to the inner workings of the Commission on Presidential Debates, but we believe that there will be an announcement likely in October of this year, so within the next, 7 weeks or so.
Wow, yeah. So there's six cities, and they're looking for three debates. You know, we have four debates, so we have a greater than a 50-50 shot.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
And I'll tell you, can you imagine what that would do?
How much money has to be raised? You said that the foundation is committing $1 million, but certainly more money than $1 million would
need
to be raised.
That's a great question. So the estimated budget is between $5.5 and $6 million. So while we certainly, feel that it is appropriate for us to be a leading participant in helping to have those funds available, it will absolutely require, as it always does, other partners. And we, are excited about the fact that, we anticipate the corporate community will step up, that there will be other organizations and institutions around the greater Hartford region. We are hopeful that the state would also step up, because again, this is not only good for Hartford as a city and the surrounding communities, and we serve 29 communities in the greater Hartford region. It is a great opportunity for the state. So there's a new gubernatorial administration, the legislators are in session, and we are hoping that, we will see a diverse group of institutions and organizations step up, that if Hartford is indeed selected, that the $5.5 to $6 million investment that would be necessary would be able to be achieved, and I think that the return on an investment has a potential to be very far-reaching and long-lasting.
That was my next question: would it be profitable?
Well, again, when I say profitable, profitable in a number of ways. This isn't a for-profit endeavor. We are a not-for-profit corporation. The Commission on Presidential Debates is a not-for-profit. So in that, as is the Bushnell. So in respect of being profitable, beneficial, because it gives Hartford a unique opportunity, that, doesn't come around, even though elections come around every 4 years, the opportunity to host a debate, and have all the stars aligned where the resources and the infrastructure are available, that's not a frequent occasion. So I think the benefits of being able to tell the story of, the ongoing renaissance of Hartford with challenges that still abound, but the ongoing renaissance of Hartford, to be able to put forward some of the issues that are facing the residents who have often been disconnected or disenfranchised, or residents who may not otherwise, young people and others who may not have an opportunity to engage in an activity like this. That's what we're excited about. The census work will be a part of this, voter education, get out the vote, and facilitating civic dialogue, helping to ensure that students perhaps are able to participate in the debate activities in a way that they might not otherwise. Vendors who provide goods and services. Again, when we talk about the economic benefit, we want to help to connect small businesses who provide goods and services so that they can benefit, that the debate just doesn't roll in a town and, sort of the usual suspects are the ones who are able to provide goods and services. We want this to be very inclusive and encompassing.
This is something that this particular area needs. And it's needed something like this for a long while. We've had problems over the years, and we haven't had anything that has been done that is different, that would be very progressive, and also would be very, very charming to people who really basically love the state, but haven't had anything to be able to say to the state, we've got something that we're going to do. And I think that's what we've got to do. That's just my own feeling. And I just think it's tremendous that you are looking for it.
Well, we appreciate that, Brad, and I agree with you. While I've only been here in Hartford for 2 years, I'm from Youngstown, Ohio, so I know and have lived the challenges and the ups and the downs and know what it's like to be in a region that has a lot of potential, that has some great assets, but also has faced some very difficult prospects. So to have an opportunity to celebrate the region and for the state to benefit, while at the same time keeping our eyes very much trained on the still very real challenges and problems, I can't think of a better opportunity, and that's why we're excited that the board saw. So the feedback that we've been getting has been tremendous, and I'm excited about the fact that others are eager to step up and hopefully make a strong case that when the decision is made that we see Hartford, Connecticut on that list of hosts.
Jay, I've been to Youngstown, Ohio. Nice community. Finally, my final question for you is, how did this land on your radar? What made, who was it that just said, even though we had one in 96, it's been over 20 years, let's see if we can get this debate to occur in Connecticut. How did that all come to fruition?
That's a great question. There were a group of individuals who were involved in the 1996 debate and hosting and organizing that. That group of individuals and community leaders approached the mayor and I believe had some conversations. Ultimately, we were approached initially about just perhaps working and supporting the idea of putting forward an application. And again, we weren't involved in the creation of the application. We simply, you know, helped to facilitate the early fee for the application. After the application was submitted, there were some additional conversations, and it really just evolved. And as we started thinking about our work and our new strategic plan, as we started thinking about the direction that the region and the city was going in, and how being able to have this conversation on a level that the presidential debate would provide, it just became an evolutionary process. And we ultimately, again, approached the board. The board did their due diligence, and then here we find ourselves now, having made this announcement just a couple of days ago.
Yeah, and I congratulate you for it. You've really worked this, and you're not slowing down. I would just think that you're going to have to just ramp up efforts even more to show, to highlight the city of Hartford and the state of Connecticut. And I can't, I mean, I can only imagine the ancillary effects it'll have on the surrounding communities too. You know, as you were
absolutely, absolutely. And it's the old adage: be careful what you ask for. You know, you just may get it. So while, you know, the excitement and all the work that went into the application and the board's efforts to be able to make this commitment, that will, I'm sure, you know, pale in comparison to what would be necessary to actually now begin to execute. Because again, the hopefulness that we get the debate, if that decision is made, we want this to be effective and have an impact. So this isn't just the glitz and glamour. We have some very real outcomes that we are seeking to achieve with respect to ensuring that this is an inclusive process, ensuring that, again, like I talked about, there's economic benefit to small businesses, ensuring that when this is all said and done and the debate is over and the candidates shake hands and roll back out of town on their planes, that the discussion about Hartford, Connecticut, and the greater Hartford region continues. And then when the election comes, you know, in November of 2020, and an administration takes place and is inaugurated, whether it's the current administration or a new administration, these issues will remain relevant. And we want that administration to remember that Hartford, Connecticut, and the surrounding regions put forward some innovative ideas and approaches. There are some very real challenges, and we want them to see us, even when the new administration starts, as a place to partner with, to invest in, and as a place that would be a relevant part of the policies going forward.
Jay, I only have 30 seconds. Hartford, Connecticut in 2019 or 2020, when the debate would take place, is very different than Hartford, Connecticut of 1996. Is Hartford ready for this in infrastructure, in any way, shape, and form? Is Hartford ready for this in about 20 seconds?
I believe so. Now, I was not here in 1996, but from the 2 years that I've been here and the development that has occurred in the past, let's say 5 to 8 years, Hartford is unequivocally ready, both in terms of the infrastructure, the facilities, and everything else.
Jay, we got to go. Thank you so much for your time this morning from the Hartford Foundation for Public Giving, Jay Williams.